Hi, this is Legend Gilchrist, and this is The Legendary Life. Today, I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm disabled. I'm mentally ill. If you listened to my broadcast before, you know those facts. If you haven't listened before, congratulations, you know something about Legend Gilchrist. I don't presently have a car. My car was stolen in December, and I presently can't afford a car. I'm just a poor writer, poor retired special ed English teacher. I don't make much money. I'll tell you exactly how much I make. About $4,600 a month, a year, not a month. I wish I had $4,600 a month. I'd have a car and all kinds of apartment, all that kind of stuff, instead of living in the little hovel that I live in. I'm happy, don't get me wrong. My hovel is very pleasant, clean. I've got plenty of food, all the things I need. But I've got to ride the bus. It's good as fuck, you know. Sorry for using language. I've got to ride the bus. For now. Until, you know, hopefully a few months from now, I hope to get some, like, just disability coming in. Get me a ride in my own place. A place with my girlfriend, Gina. Hi, Gina. How you doing? By the way, you totally make me happy, Gina. I love you so much. My fiance, Gina. Soon to be Gina Gilchrist. Gigi. Gigi Lola Brigada. I like this. Do you like the sound of that, baby? I like it. Gigi Lola Brigada. So anyway, I'm riding a bus. Got to get out of the stop. I walk with a cane. Kind of stumble about in a cane, sometimes worse than others, sometimes slowly, sometimes a little bit faster than slowly. So I'm moving about slowly. My girlfriend's behind me. Fucking bus driver, I guess, is in a rush to make the next stop. I reach out my hand, another one without the cane, to step out, and the fucking bus driver closes the door on my wrist. Full force of that door just slamming down both sides. Now my wrist is messed up. Now the point of this whole council, and I'm going to fast forward to, I've called an attorney. And I plan to sue the bus company. But the real point of that whole story, the thing that I want to share with you, is a little side note. I'm a headstrong guy, and so is my girlfriend Gina. We're both headstrong, and we get into fights because of it, but we resolve it, you know, after a while, kiss and make up, that kind of thing. But as a headstrong guy, I want to do things on my own, take care of advantage of us, you know, that's this and that. And a friend of, actually a cousin of Gina's, like, well, get the phone number of the bus company, we'll call them, maybe they'll help. I'm sure they'd be willing to help to some small degree, but that's not good enough. And that's the point of this whole broadcast, podcast, if you will. Sometimes we have to seek wise counsel before we make plans. I believe that's in the Bible somewhere, like, seek wise counsel before you're making wise plans. It invites to the king, I guess, but we're all kings and queens in this world. We're all. So I called an attorney. Now, Walter Clark is the one I called. The 7. So 1-700-777-7777. A good attorney to call if you need a small injury or this or that, whatever. But I sought wise counsel. And I'm waiting to hear back from them. Probably hear back from them Monday. I sought wise counsel because the plans I have include not having an injured wrist because I'm a writer. I tried to write some earlier, a couple hours ago, and I had difficulty writing because the wrist is injured and consequently I'm feeling pain in my hand, my left hand. My left hand and my left wrist are injured now because of a stupid and imbecilic acts of an impatient bus driver who just wanted to get on to the next stop, not caring that there's a disabled man and his girlfriend trying to get out of the bus. Of course, she opened the door, and I got out, and she sped away. Thinking that she could race away from her responsibility. Though she can't, because we know the bus line number 30, around 2:30, Palm Springs. It's where she dropped us off. We can probably find the bus depot station and all that shit. And she's going to get in trouble. I don't hope that she loses her job. She probably has to support her family, but she should be at least reprimanded. Maybe suspended for what she did. Irresponsible. To a disabled man. But I sought wise counsel. I seek wise counsel for my girlfriend. She's 15 years younger than me. But she's 15 years older than me in terms of wisdom. So my friends, my family, if you're in a situation, no, maybe it's not a legal situation, a family situation, what have you, seek wise counsel. This is Legend Gilchrist with a legendary life. Fly low and avoid the radar.